And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa still coming back from Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, but I've got a couple of great guests in the studio with me, Berkeley Andrews and Captain Pete Grosbeck from Seakeeper. We're going to be talking about amazing technology available to you right now on your boat. And more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified SeaDeck fabricator and installer. Install SeaDeck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, SeaDeck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick Max is making his way back from beautiful Alaska and the Whalers Cove trip that we had such a great time this past week up there. We'll get more reports on that later on. But boy, do we have a couple of great guests in the studio here. Berkeley Andrews, Captain Pete Grosbeck from Seakeeper. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Great to have you. Now, Captain Pete Grosbeck, you have been on the water getting them, haven't you?
It's been a good summer so far.
Yeah. So what are, can you kind of talk about some of the highlights aboard Controlled Chaos?
Well, the tuna stuff started real early again. And that stuff earlier didn't want to bite. And then it turned into kelp. a lot of good, really good kelp fish in Dorado, yellows. Yeah. Coronado Islands is really good. They've got a small bluefinner back there now. And then the bigger bluefin moved up to 43, and then that cooler water, green water, warmer, greener water pushed them up to Clemente, and they've been at Clemente for quite a while now, and there's a lot. I just got back on Tuesday, and we saw fish. We were up for 2 days, and we went 2 for 3, you know, in the 140, 150 range, and saw a lot.
A lot. Still biting?
Yeah, it's certain better in the afternoon, yeah. And obviously better when the wind's up. The conditions are right, they bite.
Yeah.
And then when wind doesn't blow, they don't bite so well, and they're biting in the dark a little bit. And we went through one stretch one morning, and I went through a half a mile without turning the boat of fish, you know, from 20 to 30 fathoms in a straight line. I just couldn't believe the volume.
I believe it was about a month ago you had a day for 7, is that right?
No, five fish day, and then had 2 the next morning, and then went in.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big day, and all the fish were over 100.
Yeah, they were like 125 to 200.
To 200.
Yeah, and there's been, I don't think there's been, three over three caught this year?
Yeah.
I think, and then I heard secondhand that one of the tuna boats caught a 450.
450?
In the net.
Wrapped them?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So
that's a big one.
Those fish got, you know, came back, and every year you don't know if they're going to be back or not. Sure enough, they show. Now they're seen to be everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they're in on the beach, and they're up between Clemente and the beach, and that stuff's moving up north. There's still stuff at Clemente. There's a lot of fish here.
Yeah. And what do you see for, you know, September traditionally is our best month of the year. What do you see coming?
Well, it all depends what the water does. The only thing different this year compared to the last couple of years has been there's a lot of green water around, and it sets up a lot of edges, and so it pushes the stuff around. And how much green water moves in is going to depend on what this tuna does.
Yeah,
I know that pocket of kelps that are fishing down there is kind of shrinking up in there. And there's
is that because the green water moved in? Or?
Yeah, there's some off color water on the beach. And there's some really nice when you find the nice water, it's really nice.
And it's all about finding the clean water, using the chlorophyll charts and such.
Right, and then fishing the edges. You know, find an edge of the kelp set up on, the current breaks kelp set up on. But the earlier there seemed to be the smaller yellows were in the warmer greener water, and the bigger yellows were out in the cleaner water. So you kind of fish the edges, and we're down one day and limited out on yellows and Dorado, and moved offshore and found the edge and went down the edge and sonared 2 or 3 meatballs and started grinding that up and found, I think it was 5 tailors, a group of 2.
Marlin.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they swam into the green water and sunk out. They wouldn't stay up. But
wow.
That was fish just moving up the break. That happened, you know, they move up the break, they get on a little bit of bait, and they keep moving up. And I think there was maybe 3 or 4 bites that day, you know, on cedar plugs and stuff.
Marlin on cedar plugs?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Cedar plugs and, you know, little tuna feathers, and the little boats were getting bit. And now that stuff just kept moving up. And I guess the west end of Catalina has got some marlin on it now.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kingsmill was up there a couple of days ago at 1 for 2 and saw 4 tailors that wouldn't bite. So
yeah. Your old partner from the Dream Team.
Yeah, he was out with Lassley me. He was out with Kingsmill. Me the other day in the Clemente.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Jimmy's a great guy.
We were flying 2 flyers off of 1 kite the other day. And but that was that was a lot of work.
Yeah, I can say.
But it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I watched the blow-ups on both of them.
Both of them at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Did you get them?
Well, I got one. We hooked one. One of the ones we caught, we hooked, and there's like 2 or 3 fish blowing up on the other flyer all the way out of the water. And finally, Jimmy screamed at me to stop the boat because we're losing line really rapidly on the one we did have hooked. So I looked down and went, oh, I better stop.
Better stop.
But no, it's good. I mean, it's a lot of fish up at Clemente, up and down the whole backside.
Wow.
And I think, you know, we talked about earlier, the big thing up there right now is the Navy trying to do their job. And
yeah. That's a bad deal. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Kind of, let's talk a little bit about that, Pete, while you bring up the subject.
Well, they're, I'm sure people know why they're up there, big naval exercises right now. They've been going on for almost a month. And most people can kind of figure out why, because what's the tensions going on. And they're up there doing these big maneuvers, and you know, with jets and destroyers shooting the island and stuff. And they have a website.
Drones, helicopters, the whole thing.
Drones, helicopters, every exercise you probably think of, you know, naval-wise. And they have a website, and they
SCIsland.org.
Right, and on it is a schedule, and they stick to that schedule, and it shows the areas that are open. Some of it, you know, it's open at certain times. If you highlight that certain area you're going to be in, it'll come up highlighted, and you can see what times you can be in there, what times you can't.
Right.
And
you can always call Kraken on Channel 16.
Channel 16, call Kraken.
And get the info.
Yep, and then be on 16, and they'll contact you, you know. But if you're in that, if there is a closure and you're in there going, well, I'm just going to go up there and kick me out, and what that does, it burns up a lot of their time. Some of these maneuvers are timed where the ships are in certain places and the helicopter in certain places. When they have to stop or slow down that procedure, they don't get it done.
Yeah. Costs millions of dollars in taxpayers.
You know, and it, basically, they're out there protecting us.
Yes.
You know, so you get, and these people just aren't being very respectful. A lot of people aren't being very respectful, and just like the, I'll go up there till they kick me out attitude, and it just, that doesn't work.
And that's going to change. Tomorrow, they're going to crack down on this. Fines are going to start to be imposed. It's a pretty serious offense.
It is, and they have, if you go on their website, there's a notice there that they have regulations about flying the kites now.
Yeah.
And you can catch up on that. And they're just, you know, they're just tired of wasting a lot of their time.
Yeah.
You know, they've gotten a lot of effort to put that website up, and people need to adhere to it.
Yeah. And what's going to happen is they're going to close the whole thing off and we'll not be able to go in there.
They could. I mean,
it's like, okay, no more fishing in this at San Clemente. We're not going to deal with this anymore.
Right. When we went up there,
the whole thing.
We ran up there Sunday night because it was open. It was closed from like 4:45 to 5:45. We got up there at 6 o'clock, anchored up. Fished the next day. It was the same closure. The next day we stayed out of there until 7, came back in, anchored up. And the next day, I think it closed at 5, and 4 o'clock we picked up and ran home.
Yeah. You know, got plenty of fishing in.
Yeah, plenty of fishing in.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, we'll talk more about that. But Berkeley Andrews from Seakeeper, of course, one of your first boats in San Diego was Controlled Chaos. And as Pete says, it changed your life a little bit?
Oh, boy. Which, in the last boat I was on, and this one, has been 6 years straight.
Yeah.
With a Seakeeper.
With a Seakeeper.
Yeah, and when it's off, you know it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of I usually get down there and fire the thing off. It takes like 45 minutes to fire off. It's the morning procedure. And I think it was one morning running around, and I fired it off. I turned the power on, but I didn't turn the thing on. Right? So we left, and the owner was, Seakeeper broken?
And I go,
we're just going out the bay.
Yeah.
Right? And I go, no, give me about 20 minutes. It'll be on.
Yeah. So what is Seakeeper, Berkeley?
Seakeeper is a computer-controlled gyroscope that spins. You have a flywheel that's in a controlled environment spinning up to 10,700 revolutions per minute. But basically, this gyro has been engineered for boats now down to 30 feet, and we're eliminating up to 95% of the roll. So we're making you safer, more comfortable, and the boat is performing better as well. So, I mean, we are literally revolutionizing the marine industry today. I think we're the fastest growing company out there. And, I mean, it's exciting stuff. And we're getting into more and more builders. Our refits are, increasing worldwide. It's just a product that changes the game for everybody on the boat. You know, you get a radar system or a fish finder. I mean, Pete likes that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But when you have everybody on the boat and it's rolling out there, we eliminate that.
Yeah. Now, Pete, you were talking about this trolling and the trough. You know, of course, the better wind days are the better fishing days, right?
Yeah, and that's a prime example. This kite fishing, it's all wind related. I mean, we've caught a couple with no wind, doing a couple different techniques. But when they really want to, when they start going, it's when that wind gets up, and you're trolling the trough. You're tacking in the trough the whole time.
Yeah, which means roll.
Yeah. And it's a difference. I would go along and look over next to me and go, oh my gosh, look at those boats, you know. And they're just doing it because they have to.
Yeah.
And then we're just kind of, going along next to them or passing them, and we're just sitting still, just rolling, you know, just roll it, basically come up over the top of these things, and the boat starts to roll, and the computer compensates for it and brings it back and stops it.
Back and, yeah. Yeah.
So you start to go, and you go, uh-oh, and then this comes right back.
You just feel it just,
yeah, just
compensate
picks it
back.
Right.
Pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, when Berkeley, when how does that work? I know it's a gyroscope and such like that, and this is, you're on a 60-foot Viking, right?
66.
66 Viking. It, depending on the size of the boat, depends on what you're going to put in the boat, right? And what you want to achieve a certain amount of roll reduction, or you just won't do it, right?
Yeah, we've got to achieve the wow effect. I mean, unless we're getting at least 80%, it's not worth your investment. I mean, everyone has to get on that boat and be truly amazed. Yep.
Yeah, and that's the deal. So, and what's your roll reduction on the Control Chaos?
I think it was
85%.
Like that.
Yeah, that's no matter what, no matter what the sea conditions are.
Yeah, I mean, if you turn that thing off, you know it. I mean, these boats are, they're rocket ships, but they have the tower. You know, and
a lot of stuff out of the water.
A lot of stuff out of the water, and that it gets going, and you know it. You know, and the 60 Viking, the old Bad Company boat, is just got four of them put in.
Four of them.
Yeah, and he was down there Panama, you know, like trying to live bait, and sometimes Steve's, you know, he'd go only upswell and downswell. There's no way he could, you know, you turn around, went back up, he couldn't go in the trough.
Yeah, and you would just have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, why the difference? Why would one boat need four and Pete's boat, which is a bigger, heavier boat, need one?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, insulation, you know, how the boat's laid out. You know, we may not want too much weight, you know, in the stern of the vessel.
Uh-huh. The amount of room available to put the Seakeeper in?
Correct. So some guys, you know, may put two Seakeepers in, and in this case, they went with four, and it was all about achieving that torque. To get the, you know, that boat's going to get, you know, probably about 95%.
Yeah.
Roll reduction.
And that's a, you know, the refit. In the refit, you're limited to where you can put it.
Yeah.
This boat was built at Viking, at the factory. So it was set up for a factory install.
Okay. So it was pre-set up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I know that you can retrofit boats, too, like, and older boats, too. I know you just did one on Skeet Simmons' Concubine, which is a, I believe it's a mid-80s Chris Craft.
38, right?
Yeah, 38 Chris Craft. Mm-hmm. And, man, I mean, he doesn't fish anything else now. He's spoiled, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing. You know, the refits, especially here in Southern California, are definitely on the rise. You know, all the fishermen, you know, up and down the coast, we're doing our second annual Seakeeper Demo Days now. And we find by getting people, you know, out on the boat and actually feel what the gyro does, I mean, sells the product. I mean,
yes.
We can talk about it, but, you know, feeling is believing.
Yeah, and I went out on the demo boat the last demo days in April when the boat was here. Blows your mind. Even sitting at the dock,
yeah. It
blows your mind. When the Seakeeper's off and he starts rocking and rolling the boat and then they turn it on and the thing just stops.
Yep.
It's like, are you kidding me?
And then you try to roll it and you can't.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, when you go out there and, you know, Pete would know this best, and especially like you're fishing a tournament for three consecutive days, you're making bait, you're getting up early, and you're getting really beat up bad compared to the guys that don't have a gyro, a Seakeeper gyro, to Pete when he's fishing. I mean, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
You have a lot more energy.
I mean, you wouldn't go fishing today if you're a serious fisherman without a pair of gyroscopic binoculars.
Right.
And do you see the future being a serious angler not going out without a Seakeeper on their boat?
Well, if you want to get an advantage, you know, I mean, not just the comfort, but fishability wise,
and getting beat up.
Yeah, and fishability wise, it you can do more things than you couldn't do. You don't even think about it. And there's places where you could go anchor that normally you wouldn't. Because you go, I can't anchor there. There's a storm off Baja. I can't anchor there. Too big a south swell. Well, you know, who cares?
You don't even think about that.
No, you just go anchor anywhere you want.
Wow.
You know, and some anchors you don't see anybody, and you know, the one anchor would be completely full, and you know you can go up there and anchor, and there might not be very many boats because it's too rolly. But you don't even think about it. You just go in there and let her go.
No rock and roll. Go ahead.
I always tell people, especially the guys that go over to the island, you know, they can't get a mooring. Hey, you got a sea keeper? Go in Descanso. I mean, Descanso is notorious for that role, and I mean, you can sit there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and not be like you're in the quietest mooring in the back of Avalon, right?
Yeah, definitely. But it's really, really exciting for us right now. I mean, we're on about 380 yacht manufacturers worldwide now, and wow. And what's most exciting is we're getting into these smaller and smaller vessels. You know, Seakeeper plans within the next 12 months to introduce our smallest gyro, which will be for boats down to about 25 feet.
Tell us about that.
And it's all preliminary now, but we're doing a lot of testing and engineering, and I mean, it's great stuff. I mean, we see the future and the need, you know, for these smaller boats and making people, you know, comfortable and safer. But we think the retail price should be around, you know, $14,000. Uh-huh. Which, you know, if you look at...
Plus insulation.
Correct.
Yeah. And on these smaller boats, the insulation shouldn't be that big a deal.
Correct. You know, and many of the builders, you know, are not only, you know, putting the Seakeeper on the boat at the build level, but they're also providing a foundation, so it makes it easier on our partners.
So you could have a 25 Parker, a 25 Defiance, put a Seakeeper in and be amazed.
And you spend the night out there fishing the bluefin at San Clemente.
Jeez, how would that be, huh? What an unbelievable deal that would be. Okay, let's talk about demo days for a second here.
Yep.
Demo days coming up here in September, right?
That's right. We got three locations. Two of them are going to be right here in San Diego. We've got Dana Landing Market and Fuel Dock Friday, September 15th through the 17th. And we've got Big Bay Yachts the following weekend, September 22nd through 24th. And then at the end of the month, we've got the Southern California Boat Show up in San Pedro, California, September 28th through October 1st. Take a ride. Be amazed.
It's free.
It's totally free.
Yeah.
You know, we take you outside the harbor, and literally with the push of a button, we show you guys what it feels like.
And how do we get on one of these demo days?
Go ahead and go to our www.seakeeper.com and take a ride. And you can sign up right there. And you can give me a call as well. So,
yeah, what's your phone number, Berkeley?
310-502-0034.
Okay, yeah. And we'll talk a lot about this in the future. You definitely want to do this if you haven't already, this demo. Whether you're considering one or not, you need to go experience the Seakeeper because it's revolutionary technology, right, Pete?
Yes.
It's
just like you said, with, you know, the gyro binoculars. You know, it's to get an advantage.
Yeah. Everybody's jealous of you now, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, because you have a Seakeeper.
No, because a lot of other people do.
Yeah, that's true. But the guys that don't, they watch you out there.
Well, it's funny. 5 years ago, you know, we're, you know, anchored up and not rolling around. They're all, what is going on? And then, you know, that's when we had the first one out here on that one boat I was on.
Yeah.
And since then, you know, it's gone twofold, and everybody knows it. I mean, you can look at a boat and you go, oh boy, he's got one.
He got one.
And you pull up to a, you know, you pull up to a boat and they're rolling and you're not. And
you're not.
You got one of those in there? Yep.
Yep. Yeah, pretty obvious there. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Just a phenomenal technology we could talk about. And of course, Pete being one of the most, I would call him probably one of the most experienced anglers in Southern California, period. I mean, I've known Pete since we were wee tykes in elementary school,
yep.
Right? And he's been catching marlin and tuna and such like that in Southern California and San Diego area for a very long time. And you want to join us? Lines are open right now. Toll free, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. And, boy, do we have a prize for you today. One lucky caller is going to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is a brand-new design they just came out with. It's a Kanaloa Coast with a blue-black frame, and it's an incredible new Blue Hawaii lens. And I just got a pair of these. They are awesome. Perfect for fishermen, and they're a great wraparound type style for fishing. The Kanaloa Coast is a fantastic pair with the Blue Hawaiian lens, courtesy of Maui Jim. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more fishing here get a report from Dave Dolan on the Polaris Supreme 4-Day. He just came off yesterday. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Speaking of the Kona Kai, I know you're a Kona Kai guy.
Yep.
What a great place to keep your boat.
It's really good.
It's awesome.
Have you seen what they're doing lately?
Yeah, they're building all those new rooms and redoing the parking lot.
Adult-only swimming pool.
Adult-only swimming pool. Yeah, the club. It's a great facility. And the advantage of having a boat at the Kona Kai is you get to use all these facilities as part of the deal.
And it's easy, you know, at the... Easy in, easy out.
Yep.
You know, you're not...
Closest marina to the ocean?
Yeah. It makes a difference.
Yeah. No, especially where your slip is.
Yeah.
Put it in gear and you're in the ocean.
And hang a left. You know? And it, you know, you can keep bait there. Bait lives there and you can catch bait. You can catch bait. We're catching mackerel off the back of the boat.
Off the back of the boat right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty awesome.
It's a nice area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kona Kai, and I know they're almost full, but I hear they have a few slips available, but if you want to... Contact Adam. You can find out more information.
The people, you know, there's boats that travel north and south, and you know, there's quite a few slips that come up at times. You know, it gets full in the summer, and then some of the boats leave. And
yeah, it's a great spot too. And we'll be doing a live broadcast down there once again with all the great facilities in October.
October.
So coming up, yeah. So right. Celebrate kind of some of the new facilities that they're building down at the Kona Kai. So looking forward to that. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero and talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Jeff.
Good morning.
It couldn't get any better. You know, truly, you know, I've been down here for almost 40 years, and this year has probably been the best fishing year that I can recall. It's really, really been wide open. It's the interesting thing is that everything is within a half an hour of the hotel, truly, all the bite, and everything seems to be going on, in particular the tuna. Everyone is limiting on tuna. Biggest fish, about 60 pounds. I'd say average fish, 15 to 20. Good bait available, taking sardine, the chunk squid, mackerel. They're taking lures bounced off the bottom, but everyone is limiting. Real, real good tuna fishing. Dorado, pretty much everybody's limiting on Dorado. Not real big fish, I'd say, you know, 10 to 20 pound fish, but lots and lots around. It's nice to see the Dorado. The billfish, there's more blue marlin out there right now than there are stripers. The pressure, of course, is on the tuna and the Dorado, but outside, anybody that goes out there and stays out there is going to catch a nice blue for sure if they spend a couple days at it. They had the one-day La Rivera tournament last Sunday, and they picked up a 457 was the winner, and they had, I think, two others over 400 pounds, to give you an idea, some real nice quality blue marlin. Rooster fish are going off inside. Wahoo bites okay. You know, a lot of breakups on the wahoo. They're around two. Big gallos, big pargo. It's a really, really good fishing. Water temp's about 88 degrees. It's very pleasant. Gosh, literally every day. We had some rain Thursday and kind of knocked down the fish a little bit Friday, but it sure picked up yesterday. They just came in loaded up. It's really, really good fishing.
Oh, sounds so good. Oh, man. I mean, the beat keeps going on, and as I've said all summer, the East Cape is back.
Well, this year in particular, you know, I have to say the difference is, you know, the park is, Como Park has been there for now 15 years, and I can't give you the exact how long it's been there, but now it's producing so many fish. It's such an aquaculture in there that they're coming out, and that's where all the fish are, outside the park and around that. The boundaries of the park, and I expect that to continue because again, the commercial fishermen they're spread, the tuna are spread, they're not all schooled up, and so there's no real good commercial fishery there. So I expect this to continue. I really do.
Fantastic.
That park is working for us.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic, John. If somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, still space available in the prime months of September and October.
Absolutely. Fishing Red Hot, too. 800-646-2252. Eddie's been loading a lot of good fish photos on the website. Check it out, rancholandarrow.com.
All right. Good talking to you, John, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, Pete.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Giving away that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Had to consult Berkeley, the Hawaiian expert, to say it's a Kanolo Coast with the blue-black frame and the blue Hawaii lens, courtesy of Maui Jim. And in addition to that, we're adding in a ticket to the CCA Beer and Tapas event that's coming up this Saturday, August 26th, at Portuguese Hall on Shelter Island. It's going to be a great event. Starts at 5:30. Tickets are still available, and one lucky caller today is going to not only win the Maui Jim sunglasses, but a ticket to go to that fantastic fundraiser with amazing prizes for CCA, courtesy of the guys out there. So appreciate that very much. And let's go ahead and jump into those phones and talk to Don in Dana Point. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. My lucky day. First caller. Hey, I was looking at the website on Seakeeper. Pretty impressive. I've got a 26-foot skipjack, and I would definitely like to consider putting a Seakeeper on it. From looking at the video, it's an amazing product.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
And just wondering, I looked on the website, it looked like it was mostly larger boats, but when I saw your demo, it's the smaller outboard. So, I mean, I guess it is available for my 26-foot skipjack? There's a unit that would work on it.
You know, we want to take a look at the weight of the boat, you know, and the space. You know, we want to be sure we have the right clearances to service the unit. But
understandable.
Within the next year, you know, the new model will likely fit your boat, absolutely.
Now, the new model is the 1.5, right?
That's right.
And that'll be available summer of next year?
I would say quite possibly, yes.
Yeah, and this is something that you will not need a generator for.
That's right. It'll be a 12-volt system.
Yeah, because every other Seakeeper now, you need a generator to operate, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Does your boat have a generator, Don?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does. Okay, so yeah. you could go with the 3, right?
You know, the 3 is also a 12-volt unit, but
he
would be fine with the 12-volt. It would be most practical for what he has,
for
I think.
What he has,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
there's no doubt that it would be absolutely amazing. We're really excited to move into the smaller boat market. You know, so definitely, you know, reach out to me. And as we get closer, you know, be sure to send you some updates.
Yeah, I get your website information. One other quick comment on the closures at San Clemente. Man, the people need to abide by it because especially where I am in Dana Point, definitely don't want to lose that fishery.
No.
We need to, when they say it's, you know, it's time to get out of there, get out, you know, don't be hanging out, because I can understand how many millions of dollars it can cost our government and our taxpayer dollars. So people really need to pay attention to that and abide by it.
Yeah, they're just, you know, it's on their website. They're basically these heavy exercises until August 31st, and then the schedule backs down, and then they'll open that thing up as much as they can.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to close it.
So back off here for
you know,
a couple
weeks.
They're
trying to do their job. The problem is that I think the bluefin know about it, and they're hiding out up there.
Yeah,
I think
for
they
sure.
do, too. That's a very good point.
But,
hey, when Clemente's closed, we still got Catalina. So
there we go.
And a lot of other places,
and there's
too,
tuna now. You know, the day for yesterday, there was some nice tuna caught between, you know, the ridge and the beach. And,
yeah.
You know, there's some schools, some big schools swimming around the bite that, you know, they're not set on structure. They're swimming around, you know, following the bait around. But there's quite a bit of tuna off that island that, you know, you don't have to go over there right now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the other thing, too, is it's not that you can't fish there. You just have to abide by their rules.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
And what's going to happen, like we talked about, is that they're going to start imposing fines.
Well, some of the guys found out the hard way. They, you know, they get a helicopter over your boat at midnight.
Yeah.
Until you get out, and then where do I go? Well, you have to stay out at least 10 miles.
Yeah.
They go out 10 miles, and it's blowing 15 knots, and you know, they roll around all night going, yeah.
And they wish they had a Seakeeper on their boat.
They wish they had a Seakeeper.
Hey, Don, you know, one thing, did you do the demo when it was here in April?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you need to go do that because then you'll be amazed. Go to the Dana Landing. Let's see, you're in Dana Point, Dana Landing,
right.
or to over in San Diego Bay at Big Bay Yachts, or up to the San Pedro and that boat show there.
Yeah, come on up to the boat show. It's a great boat show. We shoot right out of the harbor there. It's a quick ride, and we'd love to get you out. It's really amazing.
What's the date to the boat show?
The dates are Thursday, September 28th through Sunday, October 1st.
Well, I got plenty of time to plan that. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
All right, very good, Don. Thanks a lot for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now, 858-457-1090. You have a chance to win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, brand new design, the Canolo Coast, and with those new blue Hawaii lenses. They're pretty awesome. And a ticket to the CCA Beer and Tapas event at Portuguese Hall coming up this Saturday. Hey, let's talk to Dave Dolan, who just came off yesterday the Polaris Supreme 4-day Let's Talk Hookup Trip. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, just got back in. That was a really nice trip. We left last Tuesday morning, got back in early yesterday, had a really great group of guys on the trip, and, guys and one lady, too. And it was kind of nice because the Polaris Supreme office there with Susan, they got us in there plenty early Tuesday morning to where we got out and got some fishing in on Tuesday. Didn't have to go too far south. They hit a really nice school at Dorado and Yellowtail down there. There were some nice bulls Dorado in the mix there, too. So then after that, we moved on for our second day down to the San Martin Island area where the tuna action was going on. Found a really nice school of tuna down there that wanted to play. We averaged close to 4 around on the tuna there. But once they sunk out, it kind of died off. And Captain Alec, who was running the trip, he had a call that the yellowtail fishing had been really good, but quite a ways down south, actually south of Bahia Tortuga. So we were kind of pushing the envelope to go that far south, but he made the call and we did it. But unfortunately, once we got down to that area, the bike kind of sunk out. So we went for a home run on that, but it was kind of a swing and a miss. And since we were so far south, that kind of limited our options on the rest of the trip. But I'm going to hand it to him for making a call like that to go the distance to try to get into a good bite there. But we did have two really good days of fishing to start the trip, so there weren't any complaints on that end of it. And we brought back quite a few fish. Really nice group on this trip, too. And one thing I really enjoyed is that there were three pairs of fathers and sons on this trip. That was so nice to see. But there was a real special family that I want to recognize, the Jones family. We had a three-generation family on this trip. It was Grandpa Ray, Dad Scott, and teenage sons Matthew and Trevor. Grandpa came all the way out from Wisconsin to do that trip. And I've never seen a three-generation on a long-range trip like this. It's really nice to see. Got to say, the crew did everything they could that was under their control to make a really good trip out of it. The food was excellent. Talk about prime rib, filet mignon with shrimp. And I'm going to have to get back on my diet and exercise regimen, lean and mean, to recover from what we ate on this trip. But all in all, you know, we brought back some fish. It had a couple of, you know, slow days at the end there, but we started out so good. I think everybody came back pretty happy on this one.
Yeah, sounds like a great trip, Dave, and sure appreciate the report. You're a great host, and look forward to the next one. Thanks a lot for that trip report, and we'll see you at El Cajon Ford on the Labor Day Saturday, September 2nd, for our last San Diego County Ford remote. How's that?
Hey, I'll be there. Look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate all your help you give to Let's Talk Hookup. Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones and talk to Ron in San Marcos. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
I currently don't have a boat, and my last boat was a 25 Aquasport, and it had a 225 Yamaha four-stroke on it. And I was wondering, would that be the type of boat that I could put one of these Sea Keepers on?
I think it definitely is going to fit into the category for our next model, Ron. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The 1.5.
Mm-hmm. What about this generator thing? I mean,
you want to run it on 12 volts. You want to run it on 12 volts.
So it'll run right off your battery system.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay.
Wow. And when you say for a smaller boat with a smaller Sea Keeper, will you get 80-90% roll reduction?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Can you imagine that? That would be
on a small boat?
It would be revolutionary is yeah. Not even the word for that. No. It would be a game changer, right?
Yeah, well, our 32-foot contender Sea Keeper demo boat, it gets 95% roll reduction.
95%.
I mean, when we were back in April, we were up in Oxnard on the last leg of the trip. And, I mean, there were some good 4 to 6 foot rollers that was blowing 30 knots. And, you know, people were blown away.
Yeah. I mean, well, you need to, Ron, you need to come down to one of the demos. Dana Landing on the September 15th through 17th. Big Bay Yachts on September 22nd through 24th. Or the San Pedro Boat Show up there September 28th. So that would be a good starter thing. And then you can learn about when this new Sea Keeper is coming out and get it in your boat. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk to Steve in Leucadia. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have a 26-foot WorldCat, and it has a propensity to roll pretty good, especially when we're on the drift. Would a Sea Keeper function on a catamaran, or is it specifically for a monohull boat?
That's a good question.
Yes, yes. It is, unfortunately, specifically for monohulls at this time. I mean, we would maybe take a look at the potential project, but you've got two separate roll periods with the waves, so we are reserved for the all monohulls.
It's all monohulls for now.
Yes.
I'll bet the technology will come where you kind of pull one
sure
separated,
it out.
Right?
Yes.
So figure it out.
I think so.
Yeah. Interesting, though. I never thought of that, but, yeah, you've got two different hulls. It's two different kind of situations there. Mm-hmm. Common question, obviously,
yes.
you've had before.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Steve. You have to wait for the next technology.
Dang it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to get a catch report, find out what's biting out there, talk more with legendary Captain Pete Grossbeck and Berkeley from Sea Keeper. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD Series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD Series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
Time to talk about great products from Shimano, and I got to tell you, I got to talk about Tranx 300 and 400. These revolutionary new small reels have such incredible power, and I'll tell you what, we are fishing jigs up in Alaska for salmon and lingcod and halibut. Got 115-pound halibut on a Tranx 300, no problem. Turning the handle on that thing. Pretty amazing stuff. Whether it be halibut, salmon in Alaska, or calico bass, yellowtail, bluefin tuna right here in Southern California, the Tranx 300 and 400 and 500 have the power you need to land that big fish. Match it with one of those great Therese rods from Shimano and fill it with Power Pro Max Quattro. This is a machine that is unbeatable. Once you go over to Tranx, you'll never go back. Tranx at your local Shimano dealer.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You want to get through? Here's your chance. A pair of Maui Jim sunglasses is in the works right here for one lucky caller. The brand new design, the Canolo Coast, which is a blue-black frame and an incredible new blue Hawaii lens. It's such a great lens, that new blue Hawaii lens, because it's kind of between the gray lens and the bronze lens. It's just light enough, but just dark enough for fishing here in Southern California, courtesy of Maui Jim. And you're going to get a ticket to the CCA Beer and Tapas event coming up this Saturday at Portuguese Hall at Shelter Island. Great prizes and great fun going to be gathered at that event this Saturday starting at 5:30. You want to get through? A line open at 877-792-1090. Also, a line open at 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's find out what's biting the catch report today. Sponsored in part by Ahi USA. If you plan to take a shot at bluefin, make sure you stock up on the Ahi USA Glow Assault Diamond Jig. This, with the tuna being keyed in on squid, these jigs are perfect solution for getting the bite. Ahi USA offers the Assault Jig in mackerel, glow, sardine, baby red, silver flash, and available from 1 to 14 ounces. Most shops are re-rigging these with a 5-0 treble hook or a 7-0 J-hook and crimping on 200-pound leader to meet the needs of these giant fish. So get them at your local tackle store before your next trip. And let's talk to Brian Willey from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great. What's biting out there?
Gosh, man, we had a great week of fishing up here, man. You know, for starters, our water along the beach, we had clean, warm water, 72 to 73, some good downhill current. You know, it was just super nice water. And with that nice water, we we had opportunities at some real nice coastal yellowtail. We had some good morning hits on Tuesday and Wednesday with some bruiser fish caught a couple days this week. One fish caught on Wednesday on the Clemente by one of our kids club alumni, Chase Berry from San Juan Capistrano. That's pretty cool. 44 pounds.
Oh,
whoa. 44 pound yellowtail. Yeah, beast of a fish. For sure, one of the bigger yellows we've seen locally in a really, really long time. And then just yesterday, angler Brad Brumit, he's from Canyon Country. He was on the Helena. He got hooked into a huge one. This thing went just over 55 pounds.
Jeez.
Just a gigantic yellowtail. So the ones we've been catching, you know, obviously we have those two standouts, but there's been some other good mixed fish. Anything from like 8 to 25 pounds. Kind of a deal on fly line sardines, surface iron, even the fly line mackerel, you know, had some fish too this week. So as you'd imagine too, with that warm water that I did mention, the bass fishing along the kelp continues to be really, really good. And we've had some interesting shots at some little bonito and some stuff like that as well on the outer edges of just about every single kelp thing along the beach here. So offshore, that scene for us is a little bit trickier this week. You know, the Dana Pride was out there on Wednesday. He covered a ton of water for his handful of yellowtail and 23 nice dorado. It's been tough to find the right kelp. You know, certainly that's been the key, no doubt about it. But, you know, we have some trips lined up this week to get back out there. And, you know, we'd love to get you guys out fishing with us. So we've got the full gamut of trips running, half days, three-quarter days, twilights, all days to the islands, all kinds of good stuff. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, please give the landing a call and make a reservation. That's a must for sure this time of the year. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarth.com. And please, like always, I mentioned on these local trips, you guys want to save some money, go to the Let's Talk Hookup website, click on that Dana Wharf banner ad, and that'll save you 25% on one of these local coastal trips.
What a deal that is indeed, wow. For sure. Hey, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, appreciate your call, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's head up to Whalers Cove Lodge. The Salmon and Halibut King is on the line, Captain John. Good morning, Captain John.
Well, good morning. Are you recovered from catching so many fish when you were here last week?
Oh, man. I dream about it every moment here since we got back. It was such a great trip. It was so wonderful. Whalers Cove Lodge just keeps getting better and better every year. You guys are just doing such a fantastic job.
Yeah, did you notice all of the cool new stuff we have here, too?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, even French presses in the rooms now. I mean, you talk about the lux, huh?
Oh, yeah, but the fishing was phenomenal. I know you got a limit of coho every single day and your halibut.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a rumor that you were telling everybody it was the best trip ever for you.
I think it was probably the best trip we've ever had to Whalers Cove as far as just the action that we had was just amazing. And then that trip up the river the last day, we had coho and trout and Dolly Varden in the river. It doesn't
and sockeye.
And sockeye also, too. And chum. I caught a chum up there, too. And a really cool jet boat ride up the river, too. It was like a e-ticket ride up the river with Captain Andy. That was really fun.
Yeah, and there's nobody else around.
Nobody.
And Rick just left. Rick is in Juneau with his lovely girlfriend. And he had a great time. We caught a bunch of coho. We caught halibut, and he got to play around with my one-piece 8-foot rod with light jigs getting halibut. We had a couple halibut on that, a 42 and a 43-incher, and boy,
nice.
He had a ball doing that, and of course, he was working the downriggers like a pro. Having him on my boat was absolutely awesome. He is a pro angler. I don't know who taught him, but he is absolutely the best.
Well, I'll take all the credit for that. No, Ricky is a good, he's great to have on the boat, and he's a hard worker and really knows how to work those downriggers from all those years at in Sitka and Whalers Cove for sure too. But and I saw a picture with he and Dallas with that giant coho getting bigger.
Oh yeah, the coho are absolutely awesome, and he also posted on some social media an interesting picture. The coho here have been not only eating herring, but they're eating these little walleye pollock cod. And it's fun when you bring in a coho and he's spitting these things out. And these things aren't small. These are, you know, 8 to 10 inches.
Wow.
These coho are hungry, and that's what's making them so darn fat. So it's a lot of fun. But we also took him over to get some rockfish. And Rockpond Rick, of course, you know, he loves rockfishing.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a ball getting the pelagic rockfish, and they're plentiful around here. So if that's something somebody wants to do, it's certainly a lot of fun to take a little bit of time out of the day and go with a light gear and a light jig and just have a little fun. We were using Point Wilson darts. He also had some of his Shimano flat jigs. Everything works on these fish, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, it was amazing. We were using we had a limit of the pelagic rockfish in 7 minutes for four of us. Wow. That's how it took us a little, maybe 8 minutes the second day, but 7 minutes. It was like pretty much what you would call wide open for sure. It was and a lot of fun and good eating, too, right?
Oh, that's right. These black rockfish, and there's also duskies, are amazing to eat. I really, really like them. I use them in fish tacos. I make a rockfish miso soup that is absolutely amazing.
Mm.
And to do that, it's simple. You go to the grocery store and get the instant miso soup, and you boil that up. And then in your bowl, I cut little tiny pieces, thin pieces of rockfish raw, put it in there with some green onion and some mushrooms, like shiitake mushrooms. And then I pour the boiling miso soup over the top of it. It cooks that fish. It is a great way to have rockfish.
What a great idea. That's an easy one, too. Good recipe there, John. And, you know, I might add, too, Captain John supplies almost all the rods to Whaler's Cove. He manufactures his own line of rods. He is known as the Halibut King himself. And you can buy those online, right, John?
That's right, squidlures.com, squidlures.com, or you can go to halibutfishingrods.com or tunafishingrods. And it's something I like to do, but I get to test all this stuff up here. It's a lot of fun. He also got to play with my 4-foot jigging rod that you can also use on a kayak, and that was kind of fun. So I'm going to send one down to you guys to play with it, but I got to tell you what happened on the way back from the trip with Rick and Dallas and the other guests. We're on our way in, and just 40 feet to my right, the whales came up bubble feeding. What a perfect way to end the trip.
Wow, right there next to you, huh? That's why they call it Whaler's Cove Lodge. Now, John, I know a lot of the spots on our 4-day next year are sold out. I think there may be 2 spots left on that trip, and then we have some spots available on our 3-day next August, and then several trips starting in June up at Whaler's Cove Lodge. How do we get a booking if we want to get in this wonderful, wonderful place to go fishing?
Well, there's still a couple spots left at the end of the season now, especially if you're interested in the fresh water, because we're really starting to focus on that, and the guides are gearing up to go upriver and do what you did. But they can go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Check out the availability both for now and for 2018. Or you can call the reservation desk at 1-800-423-3123. That's 800-423-3123. Or just simply go to whalerscovelodge.com. But you got to get your reservations in for 2018. It is filling up fast, as you said. So if you want to join this Let's Talk Hookup group or at a different time, get on that website, call us, and get that spot reserved, or you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, we're not kidding around about this, listeners. This is the real deal. It's almost sold out. So already, a year in advance. So,
and hey, we're booking for 2019 as well.
Yeah, we already have our reservations in for 19 too. So we have our dates. If you want to book for 19, we already have our block in there too. So check that out for the, talk to Jay or one of the people in the office, and they'll set you up for a wonderful experience. Thanks a lot, Captain John. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Enjoy all that fish you caught.
All right. We are. We ate lingcod last night. It was delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yummy.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
God, you and Rockpond. What is that, like a tag team vacation?
It's field research, we call it, Gundy.
Yeah,
it's work.
Yeah,
this is what we do.
I love you guys. Hey, we had a great week. The Corvina Fish and Feed is just, you know, late summer coming into fall, just everything lining up really good. Another excellent week all around fishing, good tides, lots of bait inside. Monday's a new moon, and I believe this is the last grunion run here this week of the season, so all the stuff lining up good.
Like I said, the Corbina action good. Bonita, small yellowtail starting to show on the piers and jetties, typical in the fall. So it's all lining up. Starting up at Santa Barbara, very good bonita fishing along this stretch. Anglers were scoring fish off Goleta Pier in front of the harbor right there on the spit. Castmasters, crocodiles, spoons working. Wiley's reported good Corbina action. Venice to Malibu, sand crabs, lugworms working. 1 to 3 pound fish there. Good calico bass. A lot of the guys reported very good calico bass action inside. I imagine that's because of the staging, grunion, and all that bait inside. Coastline Drive, the old chart house, were good areas. Any reef beaches, really. Just Fishing reported lots of bonita, small yellowtail, inside King Harbor, topaz jetty there, splashers, spoons. Last week we reported, if you remember, a 10-pound yellowtail off the short pier there. Also good Corbina action off Torrance and Manhattan beaches. Catch and Tackle in Newport reported some of the best Corbina fishing they've seen in a while. Lots of 2 to 3 pound fish, and the lugworms were hot. A lot of the guys reported lugworms were very good this week, even preferred to the sand crabs. Hogan's reported good Corbina action, Capel Bay, quality made up for the numbers, lots of fish, 2 to 3 pound class there, and a few kickers. And then Newport to Dana Point, I got reports of, bonefish inside the harbor. That's kind of interesting.
Wow.
I know there's a good collection down there where you're at, Pete. And finally, Pacific Coast, 8 pound, 8 ounce Corbina we talked about last week.
Whoa.
I didn't get much new information on that, but it leads to Cousins Corbina Derby down there, and they reported very good Corbina fishing. I'm trying to get a little more on that story, Pete, but while you were gone, 8 pound, 8 ounce Corbina taken up off the Oceanside jetty there last week.
That's a giant, Gundy. Oh my gosh, that is really a big one. Great job, Gundy. Lots of fishing going on. It's prime time on the beach. Get out there and go.
That's
Gundy.
It. I like to call those big, giant Corbina humpies because they kind of have that look to them with a humpback.
Oh,
you know
no
what I mean?
Kidding. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Well, great job, Gundy. Appreciate the call this morning, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Always a pleasure. Have a good week, guys.
Thank you very much. All right. Hey, don't forget surffishtackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to catch fish on the beach. That's surffishtackle.com. And, you know, Berkeley, you went fishing yesterday with the one and only Rod Halpern, and you guys caught a marlin. Is that right, speaking of fish reports?
Yeah, we did. We were out hunting the bluefin, and we got a break. School dolphin moved in, and we had an Indian attack, and three of the jigs, we had three on, and then we put they came off unbuttoned, but Rod put a drop back, and I manned the boat, and we released it
in the same zone as the bluefin was.
Yep, same zone. The bluefin was quiet, no bait, no birds, no foamers, but you know what? It was a great way to finish the day up.
Yeah, I would guess, Pete, marlin around, right?
They're around.
Yeah, time to go. I mean, if there's one guy that knows where to, how many have you ever counted? How many marlin you've caught in your life?
No,
like thousands. I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, you know, with all the stuff in Mexico we did for years. And
yeah.
That's what kind of perfected everything was down there.
Yeah.
Trying different things when you got
that many
shots.
Yeah, but you started when you were in your teens down here, going out by yourself.
Yeah.
Growing up in Point Loma and fishing these waters.
Yep.
You used to go out by yourself, and your parents used to tell us, like...
Oh, I wasn't supposed to go outside. Yeah. Actually, but we did anyway.
And you caught marlin.
Yep.
Where was the closest marlin you ever caught to Point Loma?
Oh, boy. 4 miles.
4 miles from the end of the point. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like Whistler Boy style.
Yeah, just outside it.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great catch report sponsored in part by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape. It's a 35-foot yacht, Cabo Yachts El Regalo. Great boat. Recently repowered. Just a super, super nice boat. And the 26-foot boat, twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. That is an amazing boat, too, for fishing. They also offer beach fishing on the quads, too, which is really fun. The professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound Power Pro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.